sometimes when we get negative thoughts, and when we try to succumb to, when we try to get rid of those negative thoughts, in that process, we succumb to them. So what to do? Yes, it's possible that sometimes in battling against temptation, I assume by negative thoughts, you're thinking about temptation, or negative thoughts means, is it like depression or pessimism? Or by negative, are you referring to temptation? Whichever way it is, the principle is the same. That firstly, sometimes when we think of something, you know, that the contemplation on that thing can also stimulate attraction. If I'm saying, I shouldn't do this, then also I'm thinking of that thing, isn't it? Even when I'm saying, I won't do this, but what is happening all that time? I'm thinking of it. And what is happening? At a conscious level, I'm saying, I won't do this. But while I'm thinking about it, the mind is whispering, yeah, it's nice actually. It's nice. And in the mind, slowly that whisper will become a loud voice, and it will become a scream, it will become a shout, it will become a command, and we'll do it. So what happens? Even with respect to negative thoughts, or with respect to thoughts for selfish enjoyment, whatever it is, the cure is not to think about not doing it. The cure is to think about what I will do positively. So if a warrior goes for fighting a war, and the warrior is attacked by somebody with a sword, and then the warrior gets wounded, and this after slope sometime the warrior gets healed, and after getting healed the warrior says, never again will I let myself get wounded by a sword. Well, that's not a very great resolution. Well, the enemy may attack with a bow and arrow, the enemy may attack with a spear, the enemy may attack with a machine gun. Or how can that person guarantee that I will not let myself get wounded by a sword? Isn't it? You know, if I'm fighting with somebody else attacks with a sword. So that if at all the warrior has to take a resolution, the warrior has to take a resolution that I'll become more skilled in fighting, I'll be more alert while I'm fighting. So trying to focus on countering a particular strategy, or countering a particular line of attack, that we shouldn't become obsessed with that. So like that, we shouldn't focus on the particular negative thought. We should focus on the positive. What should I be doing? So if you feel there's something negative that comes in the mind, we can have some, see, actually the mind usually doesn't trouble us with extremely new forms of temptations all the time. The mind has some standard temptations or standard complaints which it all keeps grousing again and again. Maybe in a little new form, but more or less, the way the mind tries to trick us, there are standard ways. So if we can observe what are the standard ways in which the mind tricks us, and then we prepare customized weapons for them. So for example, if I have a temptation to overeat, then you know, based on my understanding of scripture, I write down something. My reasons why I don't want to overeat. And I write it down and keep that with us. And every time the temptation to overeat comes along, then I read that. So like that, whatever is our temptation, we prepare using our intelligence some thoughts about what is wrong with it. And we just read that and leave it at that. Then don't think too much about it after that. Then after that, just focus on doing something constructive. The mind says, come on, why don't you eat more? He says, no, I just quickly read that. No, these are the reasons why I'm not overeating. But then after that, don't think about overeating and don't think about not overeating also. Just think about something else. So that way, if we do these two things, that means have some ready-made contemplation capsule for countering the negative thought. And after that, neither think of indulging in the negative thought, neither think of resisting the negative thought. Focus on channeling our thought in positive directions. Then we will be much better situated for resisting, and not just resisting, for actually going beyond that temptation. Going beyond that temptation for negative thinking in whatever way it may be. So thank you very much.